Access is easy and social media users can get sucked in for hours scrolling. But some families say it could turn deadly. In this case, nearly suicide.
These companies have been orchestrating an addiction crisis in our country and actually the world.
Mark Lanier says big tech companies deliberately built their platforms to addict users. At the center of this case is now 19 years old. She's identified in court documents as KGM, and she's suing some of the biggest tech companies, including Meta, the parent companies of Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. She alleges these popular platforms were harming her mental health and contributing to depression, anxiety, and body image issues. Her attorney says features like infinite scrolling, autoplay, constant notifications, and recommended algorithms kept her hooked for nearly a decade. This is the first time these kind of claims will be decided by a jury. Legal experts say the case is being compared to the early tobacco lawsuits of the 90s, raising the question of whether tech companies knew their product could be harmful and failed to act.
The company recognized that, in a sense, they were cigarettes for the eyes.
The companies strongly deny the allegations, arguing there's no clinical diagnosis for social media addiction, adding the apps have safety features built in for teens. Representatives of these media giants are also relying on Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which generally shields platforms from liability. Either way, this trial could shape how social media platforms are designed and how children use them.
This case is not ultimately about money. This case is about responsibility.